Now, ever since George Osborne stood up in the House of Commons and delivered his budget, worldwide financial planning have been poring through the fine details. And Nick McBreen is an independent financial advisor with Worldwide. Now, it's a budget for growth. That's what the headline is. How does that affect businesses in Cornwall, small businesses, SMEs, or is it actually that budget for growth that the government is hoping?
Well, we'd like to think that it's going to be a budget for growth and it's going to enable small businesses to prosper and grow and develop, particularly where he's addressed things like the issues of corporation tax, which is reducing that is very welcome indeed. There'll be some changes on personal taxation. Those are already in the frame and he announced some enhancements on that. That, for the private individual, has to be good because for the business people as well, because they are private individuals as well. So that's sort of forms of direct taxation. Particularly down in the West Country, where the small business tends to drive things, drives jobs, job creation and economic wealth. I think the encouragement of enterprise zones, I mean, I know the nearest one I think he referred to is going to be Bristol, so yeah, it's West Country. That will be interesting to see whether that actually had to, sort of is a shot in the arm for the economy. Also the talk about the extra funding for the Green Bank and development. Now, Cornwall must be well-placed to benefit from that. So small businesses down here that are looking to develop new projects and grow, that must be welcomed as a positive encouragement that we heard from Mr. Osborne. A bit concerned about sort of rising costs for everybody, whether it's small businesses or the private individual, and this issue about the fuel price was an interesting one. I don't think we've seen the full impact of what he was talking about. But one thing is, of course, that the government, we can't be held responsible for the crude oil price. We know that. But there are some bigger issues elsewhere globally that are affecting that. And, of course, that affects everybody's bottom line. Any business trying to run, whether it's transport, heating, whatever it is that's using fuel, that is going to be a continuing drain.
Let's look at the personal finance aspect of that as well, because that is really something that hits all of our pockets.
It does. The increased personal allowance into the new tax year, certainly welcome. And I think Mr. Osborne floated a figure of something like everybody will be something like £600 better off. Okay, that's much better than being £600 worse off in terms of taxation. But the one thing I did pick up, which I don't think is going to impact upon us immediately, but there is now a starting to look at the whole aspect of national insurance and income tax being potentially merged into one system. It's not going to happen overnight, but clearly that's something that will come into the frame further down the track. The other aspects we've seen also slightly outside of the budget, because remember that Mr. Osborne was actually reiterating a number of things that we'd already heard about at the start when the coalition arrived last summer, particularly from the personal side and the personal financial planning side, the changes that are taking place on pension legislation and pension funding is a big wake-up call for the private individual, and they really need to be paying attention to that, because there is opportunities there that they need to be taking up and taking some action.
And so finally, there's some interesting rate reliefs mentioned as well.
Yes, very encouraging that Mr. Osborne announced that he would be extending the moratorium on small business relief, the rate relief scheme, which I think will be welcomed by any small business for a further year. And also those businesses and those people looking to be selling, maybe liquidating their businesses, retiring, moving on, whatever, the increase in entrepreneurs' relief got to be welcome as well, because that's something that people need to be aware of. And if they're planning on disposing of a business, they need to get really some good advice now. But that's very welcome.